Devil May Care by Elizabeth Peters. Dedication. To the Washington Redskins, with thanks for all the hours of viewing pleasure they have given me, and especially to the greatest of them all, Number 9. Chapter 1. Henry Danvers Willoughby was an extremely fortunate young man. On a marital eligibility scale, he ranked slightly below millionaires and well above promising young doctors. He was aware of his status, but was rather inclined to resent people who described him as lucky, for he felt that he owed his success to his own abilities, intelligence, honesty, hard work, and charm. His family connections had nothing to do with it. Undeniably, his branch of the family was not overly endowed with money. It had taken every penny his father could save, borrow, or beg to get Henry through Harvard Law. The question of how he got into Harvard Law was one Henry did not discuss. The other branches of the family were happy to use their influence, so long as it didn't cost them any hard cash. At the age of 27, Henry was a junior partner in one of Washington's dullest and most influential law firms. It was his uncle's firm, but Henry did not stress that fact. In 20 years, he could expect to be a senior partner and a very wealthy man. He was already comfortably situated financially. He was healthy, reasonably good-looking, and socially popular. His schedule included a daily workout at the gym, for, as he sometimes said to his fiancée, "Mens sana in corpore sano." He had forgotten the rest of the quote, if there was any more, but the point was clear. Henry looked complacently at the aforementioned fiancée, whom he considered another of his assets. He did not entirely approve of her casually bizarre clothes, but that would change when she became his wife, along with several other defects. They were minor flaws. He had selected Ellie because she met his requirements in all major areas. She was extremely pretty, that went without saying. Blonde, of course. Blue eyes, widely spaced. A neat, pointed nose, and a mouth with the full lower lip, which, Henry believed, indicated a passionate nature. Henry's smile widened as he contemplated his bride-to-be fondly. Ellie sensed his smile and turned her head to smile back at him. She had excellent teeth, another of Henry's requirements. Good teeth were hereditary, and orthodontists were expensive. "Don't take your eyes off the road, darling," he said. Ellen returned her gaze to the windshield. Henry had let her drive, although the car was his. Ellie's driving technique was one of the minor flaws he meant to correct before he put her in charge of his car.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?